G'day, awesome people. Welcome to episode 38 of the Cyclist Move podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions you'd love to submit through the show, and trust me, I love you submitting them, jump on through to the website. Cyclistmove.com is where you want to go. Up on the home page there, it says submit your questions. Click on that boy, or just send me through an email, tim@cyclistmove.com. So today's question comes from Nigel. What is the cheapest power meter available? My budget is low, but would love a power meter. So, a few things. What are you going to do with the power meter? It's, they're nice, but I do know a lot of people that have got them and they just look at the number. They don't do anything with it. They don't train to them. They don't analyze sessions to them. They don't. It's like they brought them with the hope that, oh, now I've got a power meter, I'm just going to smash it. And they don't. And often I think to myself, it's just so they can tell everyone in the bunch that they've got, oh, I've got a power meter. Oh, look at this. I'm sitting at 180 watts back there. And as soon as I get to the front, I'm 340 watts. That's a big saving there. So got to have that. What are you trying to hope to get out of it? To me, I think power meter, in my opinion, power meters are really good. Are really good for indoor training. Amazing for indoor training. I think they're really good for headwinds. This is how I use them generally. I use power meters a lot when I'm cycling in a headwind because I can get to control everything much better. I also, if I'm on long rides, I'll use them on hills just to manage everything, and yeah, most of it I generally use it on feel. But and I can give a quick story to, like, there's this ride that Richie Port and Will Clark does. I think they're on doing their 16th one so far in Tassie. So it's a 130 kilometer loop, and it's very, very hilly. You're either going up or you're going down, and I decided to ride it with my mate, and I've never ridden really with him before, apart from riding in a bunch or two, and they were pretty flat. And on the way out from this Scottsdale loop, he would take off on me on these hills, and he'd wait for me, and I just thought, I'll see you later. You know, I'll see you when you're up there. And I kept with my power number. I wasn't going to let my power go over my FTP at the time because of what I was trying to achieve on this ride. And he'd just take off on me, and he'd near on need a packed lunch just to wait for me. So on the way back, though, I'm smashing him up all these hills. He starts taking off a little bit, and he's just getting spat out the back. And I'm more or less needing a packed lunch on the top of every hill waiting for him to catch me. I'd just stick with that power number, and I'd be just sitting with my FTP, just riding up these hills. And the further, more and more we'd get it through this ride, the faster I was actually becoming up these hills compared to he was. But in that first 60 k's, he was flogging me. Just it was embarrassing. I'm thinking, Jesus, it's going to be a long day, and it turned out a long day for him. But anyway, so that's what I generally use my power meters for. But I'm assuming there are some ridiculously cheap power meters out there. There was one that just sits on the front of your bike. I want to say it's like $300. I'm really not sure about the name of it, but I'm my understanding is it's more controlled by wind. So if you want to use your power meter indoors, it's probably not the best option. But having said all that, I'll show in what I did to get my power meter. What I would love to spend on cycling and what I can spend on cycling are two different things. It's hard to get my wife on the same page. She actually takes care of the whole family budget, and I just get my little allowance, so to speak, and I've got to play around with that. So I've got to be creative when I'm buying crap. So what I did is I became friends on social media with pro triathletes. Now, there's no point trying to do this with pro cyclists for the most part, because a lot of them just won't reply back to you. But pro triathletes, they'll reply, just about all of them will reply back to you all the time. So you become friendly with them. And but the, a lot of the, you're trying to work out which ones are sponsored by power companies and or whatever, and or what all the stuff you need. You can get ridiculously cheap products, often brand spanking new or just being used for one season for next to nothing. I've got brand spanking new aerodynamic helmets for $50. I've got my SRM power meter from a pro triathlete. I've got I was actually going to buy a SIPO time trial bike off a pro triathlete. $500, he wanted for the frame. He doesn't care. He's getting paid to ride these bikes, plus he's getting one or two every single year. So, you know, $500, that's just a little bit of spending money that they didn't really budget for. So, and that, you know, I've got sunglasses from these pro triathletes. I've got shirts, I've got shoes, I've got I was able to get a heap of socks, brand spanking new socks. He couldn't use them anymore because he had to switch. He had to switch sponsors, so he can't be walking around with all these branded socks and shirts. I got a big box of them, and I paid like $50 full of socks, hats, shirts, all sorts of stuff. And so, I've said this in the past, where you got to make, you know, the person your best friend in the world needs to be at your local bike shop so you can get all the good deals, and in particular the person who works on your bike. The second, if you can try and make good friends with pro triathletes, it really is a profitable arrangement. They're happy because they're getting boxes. They get boxes of crap all the time, and they just sits in their sheds doing nothing. They'll just pass it around to some friends or whatever, and yeah, here you go. But if they can get money for it, you know, you can get ridiculously good deals. And then there are some that just wants you know, the world for what they want. You know, there'll be, you know, they'll have a Cervelo bike, a road bike, for instance, that's given to them. And they might take $500 off the price. It's never been used. And you think, really? You're not only getting that bike for free, but you're getting paid to ride that bike. And you're just taking $500 off the retail price? Ugh. But then you shop around, you spark up conversation. You could probably get a bike at the same equivalent. It's been ridden for 200 kilometers, and you're paying half the price. So that's what I did. But keep in mind also, when you were talking about needing a power meter cheap, and I didn't realize this when I got my SRM power meter, when it goes flat, you got to send it off to be to get recalibrated and the new batteries put in, and that cost me, and mine's about due to be done soon. I'm guessing in the next 6 months it's going to go flat again, and that cost me, I think, like $150 or $200. So you got to keep in mind. So, you know, you got those stage power meters where you just pop a battery in, Bob's your uncle, Fenny's your aunt, you're off rocking and rolling. Unfortunately, the SRM power meter doesn't do that. But anyway, I hope that helps. If you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Send me through an email, tim@cyclesmooth.com. Until next episode, hooroo.